Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo. Cambridge 105
Radio. When I was at the Town and Gown on Saturday, the winner there, who was Ian Williamson, finished, I think, a good 2 minutes clear of the person who came in second. He was just sort of whizzing and still sort of running at top speed as he came through the finishing line. It is 8.33, and we say good morning, as we always do at this time on a Monday, to Phil Rogers. Morning, Phil.
Good morning, Julian.
Phil, as always, is going to take a look through the various COVID numbers and what's been sort of revealed in the latest batch of figures.
Well, I'm afraid it's not been such a good week this week. We did have a bit of a fall last time, but the picture this week has been pretty clearly upwards. In Cambridge, we're up about just over a third from where we were a week before. And that really is happening in most parts of the city and in most age groups.
Phil, what's caused Cambridge to rise this time around? Is there any particular reason? It seems that the schools are back, the students are back. One might expect everything to be settling down.
Well, we've seen age groups. We've seen all age groups with rises. So the schools have kind of come down a bit from where they were before, but they're now trending upwards. Mm. And it just seems to be a general rise that's affecting all areas. And we're seeing this in most parts of the country, actually. So and in other districts around Cambridge, there's also been rises.
And over time, if we go back, say, I don't know, for the sake of argument, you know, 6 months, are we up or down on 6 months ago?
We're quite a bit up on where we were 6 months ago. So, but there was quite a spike, as I'm sure everybody remembers, back in January when we had the last lockdown, and then during the sort of the spring and early summer, cases really tailed off, and then since then they've been coming back and now seem to be as high as they were certainly back in July. So it's definitely an upward trend at the moment, and there seem to be probably maybe two or three different factors driving that. Obviously, we have probably less mask wearing overall, mm-hmm. but they still have quite a lot of that in Scotland, and cases are up there too. So maybe that's not so much of a factor, but we are definitely having more indoor mixing, and the restrictions have been more lifted. So there is the ease of transmission of the virus. But also, one possible factor is that it's quite a long time since many people had their vaccinations, and there is known to be a waning effect where the vaccines are a little bit less effective over time. And you don't need the vaccine rate to change very much. So if it stops 95% of infections and that changes to 90%, then you've actually doubled the number of cases from 5% to 10%. And that can really affect the figures.
That's a very Yikes. Interesting thought. So when these booster jabs start to come out, which I have to say, it seems to have gone a little bit quiet, but one might expect that being an over 50, I might get an invitation. I think I've worked it out, I might get it sort of halfway through November or something, or something similar. So it sounds like it would be very important for people to pick up on the booster jabs.
That's certainly the pattern that they saw in Israel, and that's where they had a very early vaccination program, and they got quite ahead of it. But they did have quite a spike fairly recently, but they've rolled out a booster program, and that's been bringing the cases back down again. So we'll have to wait and see what happens.
I think I saw something over the weekend which basically suggested that the rate of R rate at the moment, or the infection rate, at the moment is as high as it was at the peak in January, when actually we were in a lockdown situation. What is the, just to give it some context, what do we know what the R rate currently is at the moment?
I don't have a figure for that for Cambridge just at the moment. I will have to go and look that up, I'm afraid. I don't have that right at my fingertips, but it's certainly above one at the moment, and we have cases increasing. It does wobble about a bit, so sometimes it's sort of 0.8, 0.9 when cases are coming down, and then it's kind of 1.2. So it's not huge. We're not seeing really rapid exponential growth as we did sort of right at the beginning, but it's definitely above one, and it's pushing those numbers up.
And I guess also, we're a good couple of weeks now into all the students coming back to Cambridge. Like the university, Cambridge University, that is, do still have their asymptomatic testing station that everyone, the staff and students, can go along to. Do we know what those numbers are looking like?
Yeah, so far those numbers are pretty good. So the Cambridge University has a really good pooled testing program. So they take a lot of samples from a lot of people and pool them all together and test them. And then if there's one positive test in that group, they go back and test everybody individually.
Yeah.
And that's proved a really effective way of finding cases. But we've only got the first week. So the numbers come out sort of Tuesday, Wednesday. So we haven't got last week's. We've got the weeks before. And they just found one case from testing about 4,000 people.
Wow.
So that's really encouraging.
That's really encouraging.
But it's still early days.
Phil, we thought it would be a little bit interesting to bring in South Cams and East Cams into the picture. And if we look at some of the graphs, which I think people can see if they follow your Twitter feed, we've got East Cams at the top, then it's South Cams, then it's the England rate, and below that, Cambridge itself. I wonder if you could talk us through a little bit as to what's going on there.
Yeah, so certainly relative to other districts around Cambridge, the city itself has had a fairly low rate of cases, even though it has been going up. So we're currently on about 240 with the metric that's used, which is the number of cases per 100,000 people per week, whereas the England average at the moment is about 410, and it's even higher in South Cams. They're on about 500, and East Cams is about 580. So they're kind of above the England average, and Cambridge is still well below. So possibly what happened is that cases spread more in East and South Cams when the schools first went back, and now that's extending to the wider population. But really, it's kind of a bit difficult to draw conclusions. But we can say that there are certainly more positive tests turning up in the districts around Cambridge than in Cambridge itself.
I do find it strange, because if you look at the way the sort of the political map is drawn and these districts are created, Cambridge is basically forming the hole in the donut, which is South Cams. So you would almost expect that the figures for the two to be the same.
Yes, that's right. But we are definitely seeing quite a stronger rate of growth in South and East Cams. So South Cams is basically the villages around the city, and East Cams is sort of Ely, Soham and villages around Newmarket.
And I guess there you're getting, particularly I guess Soham and to a lesser extent Ely, you're getting into sort of agricultural territory there, aren't you, I think, which does potentially have an effect if people are working close together.
That's possible, but it has to be said that earlier in the pandemic we saw higher rates in Cambridge and less so in the countryside. So it's difficult to know what's driving it, but this is the picture we see at the moment.
Okay, well, fascinating as always for you to go through that with us, Phil. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks very much.
That's Phil Rogers, and it's now 8:40.
Live and local, Cambridge 105 Radio.